This free program is paid for by the listeners of WBAI New York. If you're not already a member, think about joining us to help keep free speech alive. Welcome to the next hour. I'm Janet Coleman, and you are?
David Dozer.
The Just Play Playwright, and we are here with you on Christmas morning to celebrate the themes of the week and the themes of the day, which include, what do they include, David?
We were thinking about gifts. I don't know why they came up. The idea of gifts and of great gifts.
Great gifts.
I thought, wouldn't it be wonderful to have great gifts? And great gifts bring to mind horrible gifts and lousy gifts. And a gift you don't want. And the gift horse himself with his huge teeth that are so very frightening. On a holiday morning, for so many people, so many holidays converging at once, and the radio Yule log that we're lighting this morning, hoping to have it burn for an entire 55 minutes.
And we'll be having visitors, we'll be opening presents, we'll be taking your calls, and we'll be hearing some of the weirdest Christmas music we could find for you. And all of those to come. TK, as they say in publishing. TK.
Oh, TK to everyone this morning. And remember that in only a week, it'll be another year.
Hey.
Oh, isn't that exciting?
And we'll have to go through everything that was in this year again.
Yes.
I can't even remember one. I can only go forward, not backward.
I am hoping that baby Jesus will arrive to join our party.
He is definitely planning to. He said he would.
Let's put aside the hammer and sickle and bring out the saw.
And the cowbells.
You bet. Wow, isn't that great?
Cowgirls, but these aren't cowgirls. This is one girl This is Natalia Peruz, who is an expert, a virtuoso, you might say, of the musical saw, as well as the European bells and the American bells. There's a difference. And I think there's a third kind of bell also. I just don't really know what kind of bells they are.
Hey, happy December 25th, Janet.
Happy December.
You know, when I was a kid, I got a great gift once. It was a wire recorder. As tape recorders were coming in, I was able to get a wire recorder because my father's radio station didn't need it anymore. And another great gift I got was a set of drums. But I actually didn't get the set of drums. I got a certificate for the set of drums, and I was able to cash in at the music store. And so because that was such a great gift, I'm giving you a certificate for a gift this morning.
Thank you so much.
There it is, a
so well
gift certificate that I made myself.
Finally, my Christmas gift.
You can open it right now, or we can open the other exciting items.
We'll be opening more gifts after this. Here is this appears to be my
gift.
Gift
certificate.
It seems to be something on the Google search thing here.
Yes,
not,
well,
not
I have
even
used
Google,
a name
and
brand.
You have looked. Oh, this is really
frugal.
Sweet
is
so
you're
sweet
not
of you.
Good enough for you. It's not a frugal
right.
gift.
These
it's
are expensive bunny slippers.
That's it. Bunny slippers for the woman I love.
Oh, that's and really great. The one and only bunny slippers, the New Jersey band. You get the bunny slippers and the CD with the bunny slipper band playing reggae, ska, punk, and
yes,
rock.
Yes, I thought that was good, too.
Do
that,
I just get the plain
you
bunny
do get,
slippers?
You're going to get your bunny slippers.
I don't want cow, duck, or other fun animal slippers.
That was
just bunny slippers.
I know that. Well, see, already you've taken the religious view on this.
Quite. I don't want, they're not going to be real bunnies, are they?
No.
Well, they're going to be imitation, cute, little, fluffy, synthetic polyester bunnies, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Well, how did you think up that idea? That was
well,
really
I knew that
wonderful.
You. It's not good to give stuff that's useful, but
you knew that my previous slippers were very dusty.
Last night you were walking around barefoot. Oh. The watch cat that we have saw a problem there and stopped you halfway down the hall. So that's what it was.
I lost a lot of blood on Christmas.
Yeah.
Eve.
Yeah.
After I missed after missing a wonderful supply of gumbo at a Christmas party.
Oh, that's good.
It was a gumbo created in honor of New Orleans, and it looked very tasty. But I had to rush home to give that cat his medicine, and he gave me a dose of medicine too. Yeah. And now, are we listening again to the musical saw, or are we listening to some other such thing?
This seems to be the 12 Girls Band.
All
which
right.
we promised everyone. It looks like it is. This is the new equipment here, which is certainly is joy to the world. And this is what you've selected, I believe, on the carefully detailed countdown here. 12. It says 12 Girls Number One. Talk Over, Joy to the World. Well, that's it, everyone. I've given it away.
Now, you played the wrong song to start with. Let's just let everybody know that.
Well,
that
those of you at home following along with the rundown know that I did play the wrong song to begin
that's
with.
That's right. So put every bit of truth out there so that you know anything about false starts and false finishes.
That.
No, you can't hide that. Now, the 12 Girls of Christmas happens to be an all-Chinese orchestra. They are all Chinese girls, and they all play instruments of various... Well, you're hearing them now. And you might notice that there is a sort of Chinese flavor to some of the delivery of these. I assume they're Christians, the people in the band, or they just want to make a best-selling CD like everybody else. Everybody makes a CD for Christmas. Haven't you noticed?
I think musicians can leave their religion at the door.
I think so.
And get down there and play their instrument. I don't know if they're Christians. Where are they? Here they are. A group of no, they're wearing Santa Claus outfits.
They're girls.
That would indicate that they're deeply religious. I don't know. Santa Claus, of course, is not mentioned in the Bible unless you write them in yourself.
A kind of traditional Chinese musical feeling from this, don't you think?
Well, it's kind of got a kind of Scottish flavor here, doesn't it?
That too.
How did that happen?
I don't know, but they you know... Chinese have been, maybe they've learned to make scotch in China, and they, in the course of learning how to prepare that whiskey, they soaked up some of the culture.
I think so. I can see them dancing in the kilts right now with this and jumping over little swords or something, whatever they're doing.
This is Joy to the World, right? So maybe
I don't know if it's still Joy. It is still Joy to the World. You can't stop Joy to the World once you get started, apparently.
Apparently not. And you want to stop at every place in the world you can go to.
Yeah.
That's it. Now,
what would you like to hear besides this, or to say something, or whatever?
Anything on that list.
Okay, great.
How about some nice Spanish guitar music?
Don't see any, actually.
Really?
No. Nothing says Spanish guitar music.
Choros.
Oh, it says that. I thought that's sausage, isn't it?
Yes.
Oh.
Well, while we do go all over the world, I am beginning to open some of these things that are in the Christmas box here that were sent all the way from Denver. And, I mean, some gifts you open early, some gifts you have to wait for. The Dozer family gifts is a rule of the family that you wait for Christmas morning. So here it is. We've schlepped the box over here to WBAI. I might say that I have a Christmas present holed up at the Manhattan Fruitier, and you guys, you still owe me my fruit basket for my dear friend Ellen.
Oh, well, they couldn't arrange a delivery time because of a transit strike or something that somebody was having.
Right. So I never got it. I'm assuming it has some beautiful star fruit in it, and persimmons, and all kinds of exotics. All right, David.
Yes.
These are some of your presents and some of mine.
Well, I see candy canes.
Very good.
A bunch of candy canes. I'm sure they're sugar-free.
Yeah.
And that would be the best. A whole long string of candy canes.
We gave her.
Thank you, Diane. That's wonderful. This is also from the cat Zeke.
Oh, does it say so?
No.
No,
it doesn't.
Here's a present for Wally. This is a very charming present.
What is it?
Oh, it's so cute. It's as cute as bunny slippers.
Oh,
hey, it really is.
It's a great gift, then.
Cute,
isn't it?
Wait
a minute. You're talking to someone coming in right now, I see. Baby Jesus is arriving. There he is. All right, Baby Jesus is here now. Chris Z, many names he has. One of them is Baby Jesus, and he's here on December 25th. Good morning and happy Christmas, Chris.
Thank you.
Okay, on with the show. Yes,
they are very cute.
Are
you going to be able to put those on your cat's feet?
I don't know. One of them is apparently a slipper. It's a Christmas stocking.
I mean, they had little shoes for dogs. I mean, but for cats.
Well, I wouldn't try to whip my cat.
I'm just thinking back to my cat my former cat. That it would not have been possible. He would have killed me.
Well, I think this cat already killed me, and if I ask him to put his little paw into this socklet or whatever it is, he will kill me twice. And inside, is this cute too? That what goes right into the little polyester?
Is that something for the cat to play with?
It appears so. It's a little mouse that looks actually like a dog. Would you like to look at it, David, to see what Zeke, David's sister, has a black cat as well. I know.
What am I looking at?
You're looking at the mouse.
Okay. It's a mouse. He comes in his own bag. We've mentioned this, I'm sure. This is great.
Mice often come in bags.
Very adorable.
Really? Yeah, you got to be careful what
maybe it's a mouse.
Bring home from the store sometimes. It might be a mouse in a bag. Yep.
A mouse named Mike.
That is good.
We'll call that mouse Mike.
He's got something in there. He's like a beanbag mouse, isn't he?
Very cute. Really cute.
I wonder if he has catnip in him.
Some people never forget their childhood, and the Dozer children are two of them.
He smells like tea, actually.
He does? Maybe he's a scented mouse.
Mice often smell like tea.
Okay.
They do.
That's very authentic, then. All right.
They lie in the tea bags there. Wait a
Wonderful.
Minute. Yeah, he does smell exactly like tea. Maybe it's catnip, I think.
So that's it. We got a mouse and some candy canes.
Did you say it's catnip?
Thank you, Diane, in Denver.
Yeah.
But once again, the yearly annual.
Wait a minute. Something
more gifts here.
Even more sugar than that. Here you are.
More sugar.
Yeah.
All right. Is this for.
I would think it is catnip. I don't know why you would make a tea smelling.
Wow.
Cat toy.
I think catnip smells like tea anyway. Yeah. Ooh, yeah. I think it is nip. I hope Wally still gets a charge out of nip. He's kind of old ever since that. All right, I love this cat wrapping paper. This isn't even Cat Radio Cafe, for goodness sake. What do you call this show? The Next Hour. Here you go, to David from Diane. I'm passing a present.
Okay,
I'm not open.
This is, in fact, a wrapped gift, so David will be opening the gift
down
there. It will be an authentic response.
There we go. I'm going to save the paper. Wow, it's an online calendar, 365 days of cats, of
what?
All things.
Really?
It's a cat calendar. It says, bad cat. Is your cat bad enough? Enter the contest.
Man.
Oh, great. Our cat will enter a contest to see if he's a bad cat and see if he's a great gift.
Really? That is a great gift. Actually, that does seem like a great gift.
That's
I know
a good
it's,
one.
It's an obsessive gift, but what the heck? That's our family. Not so pretty kitties. 365 not so pretty kitties and cats gone bad. That's really excellent. Is your cat bad enough? Okay. I don't know. I think our cat made it right in the last week of the year. Here is something that looks like more sweets.
Well, there's a lot of sweets in here.
It's peppermint.
It's exciting to
peppermint mint.
Watch, listen to people opening gifts that. So far, or a cat calendar and some candy canes and jelly beans and
wasn't
a blue mouse was really excellent.
Blue
and don't forget my gift certificate that I gave you.
That's right, bunny slippers.
Wait a minute,
this is pretty. These mints here are called National Embarrassments. The mints, and they've got
well.
George Bush on the. Old George Bush.
All right.
That's good.
All right. I get it. That's
okay.
Really wonderful.
All
that's
right.
The kind of thing that'll be valuable one day.
Yes. Actually,
if you leave it unopened.
I'm going to leave it unopened. But I may eat the 20 flavor jelly beans. Wait a minute. There's plenty of flavors here. Bubblegum, blueberry, buttered popcorn.
Are those Jelly Belly? The Jelly Belly, right?
They are Jelly Bellies, yes.
Yeah, famous. Famous.
They are?
Was
this what Ronald Reagan used to make himself brain dead with?
I would think so.
Okay, lemon lime.
Not to be confused with Doctor Who had Jelly Baby. Different.
Doctor Who.
Doctor
right.
Who.
Okay. Thank you for that.
A little bit of
distinction.
Trivia there.
Very interesting trivia. There's something at the bottom here, but I'll open my to Janet from Diane. Let me get the noise up here.
What is this music?
Great, isn't
this
it?
This is the sausage music.
Charles. Just in case anybody thinks that this
That's
is Bach Light or Bach for elevator music, it's distinguished music from the Spanish guitar. Now, oh, this looks nice. This is, I believe, a rather famous book that I have never read. French Cats Don't Get Fat. Yeah, The Secrets of La Cuisine Feline. This is funny. Henri de la Barbe, Henry Beard. Very charmant, very cute. Oh, I'm looking forward to this. It's a spoof on French Girls Don't Get Fat. Lovely. What's this?
Why, this is...
Why are you playing this so soon?
I didn't know it was so soon. Excuse me. You never know when something is too soon.
All right. The Yule... The Bûche de Noël is for dessert, not for scrambled eggs.
Oh,
keep that in mind.
I see. That was the closing.
And this, The Reading Glass, the tattered cover, news and reviews, bringing a world of books into focus. This is another book review, yet another book review from Denver. Denver, I think it rains a lot, and the people read a lot. And
it snows a lot also.
It snows a lot also.
I was there. It was very cold.
Very cold, and...
There's the tunnel through the mountain, the Eisenhower Tunnel.
That's
it's very
it.
Cold.
Nice place, though, isn't it, Denver?
Very moist, but yeah, very
moist. Moist and nice, and lots of reading. But maybe it's Portland that rains a lot. That's what I'm
Portland
thinking of.
Portland and
another
Seattle.
City. But they have a whole lot of bookstores, anyway, including French.
Denver's also very high, right? High altitude?
That's the thing you have to... No, but I don't think it's as high
cold
as...
High
as Santa Fe, do you think? Where you need to, it's hard to breathe and all that. You need to
not
have
sure.
your extra.
I didn't go to Santa Fe.
Neosinephrine or what? You never been there?
Right. I've been to New Mexico, but not Santa Fe.
Oh, yeah? What places in New Mexico?
I almost went to Los Alamos, but I got tied up in traffic.
Oh, well, maybe you saved yourself some radioactivity.
Well, they had a museum there, the Atomic Bomb Museum.
Mm-hmm.
And to get in, you had to go through a security gate, and they wanted ID and all this. You had to fill out forms and all that.
So you went the other way, huh?
Yeah,
it's too much for you. Went over to the Grand Canyon or something.
Way too much of a commitment to go to a museum.
There was a guy. Now, why I can't remember his name, I don't know. His name is Tony. Maybe I'll remember it before the end of this hour, called the next hour, who made artwork out of... disposables from the Los Alamos plant.
I think I saw a documentary on
that.
He would go and he would buy this junk in surplus and...
huge pounds of it. And the stuff was beautiful that he did. In fact,
like these intricate carved stainless steel devices.
Yes, these, that he would make sort of into. He would take the New Mexico, the folk art, the mm-hmm. Native American mm-hmm. art forms, the Kachinka dolls and so forth, and he would make these wire and steel and thing parts into dolls and godlike figures. It was really kind of splendid, and I think it showed at the United Nations during the during the anniversary of the
I would always be afraid
explosion.
That stuff is radioactive. I mean, if it's from...
Well, they boil it or something before they give it to artists.
They wash it.
Yeah, they wash it. They wash it. Did you ever see Silkwood?
Soap and water.
Big hot shower, and it's all gone.
And now another tribute to a character from the Bible, Frosty the Snowman.
Frosty the Snowman was a jolly, happy soul, with a corncob pipe and a button nose and a eyes made out of coal. Frosty the Snowman is a fairy tale, let's say. He was made of snow, but the children know how he came to life one day. There must have been some magic in that old silk alley bound, for when they placed it on his head, he began to dance. Frosty the Snowman was alive as he could be, and the children say he could laugh and play just the same as you and me. Frosty the Snowman knew the sun was hot that day, so he said, let's run and let some fun out before I melt away. Down to the village with a broomstick in his hand, run here and there all around the square, saying, catch me if you can. They let him down the streets of town, right to a traffic cop, and they only paused a moment when they heard him holler, stop, 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 stop. Frosty the Snowman had to hurry on his way, but he waved goodbye, saying, don't you cry, I'll be back again someday. Thumpity thump thump thumpity thump, summer look at Frosty go. Thumpity thump thump thumpity thump thump over the fields of snow. Thumpity thump thump thumpity thump thump, look at Frosty go. Thumpity thump thump thumpity thump thump over the fields of snow. Frosty.
And you're listening to Kiki and Herb and their rendition of Frosty the Snowman. Kiki, you know, is the aging doyen of nightclub drunkery, and Herb was her pianist. And they were a great duo that I think split up after a brilliant farewell tour on the stage, on the off-Broadway stage. Kiki and Herb, bravo! Yes, they made Christmas, many a Christmas, very crazy. So, David...
Janet.
What was your greatest gift? Was it, what did your father used to bring you Chiclets? What was the story on that one?
Oh, and the stocking, it was, you could see from some of these gifts in the family that father used to take airplane rides back there in the 40s and 50s, and he would come home with those little boxes that had two Chiclets in them. They used to give you on airplane rides, but he would hold those back around Christmas time, so that we'd be sure to get plenty of those in our stockings. Look, a drink star from TWA. I'm going to put this in my memory bank. I did, apparently, and
you
there
did.
It is.
We have
yes.
all those drink stars. We have those. Thousands of them.
Yes.
The Chiclets had a reason. They used to have them in the air because your ears popped, and the Chiclets.
They
would
still have
them.
That reason, but they don't give you the gum
right.
anymore. Yes.
That's right.
They give you peanuts.
Yeah, well, I think they're cutting back on peanuts. It's a dangerous weapon, peanuts, and they don't want to have too many peanuts out.
I thought they were bringing them back because they weren't that dangerous.
Well, they give you nail flippers now, but peanuts cost money.
Salt could get in somebody's eyes or something.
Yeah, and they make you thirsty, and you buy more drinks from the airplane.
That's why they used to give them out for free, and now they don't, huh?
Now I think just maybe they're just down to peanuts. I don't know. I haven't flown lately.
Since when?
Since some time back when people seemed to lose their control of airplanes around here. I thought these things don't seem to work properly. What is wrong here? Now, they used to work fine, but something went wrong, and I give it up. You know, I like to walk, personally. I'm walking to Europe soon, actually. I'm going to go visit the old folks.
You're going to visit the 12 girls of China.
Yes, I'll get over to Asia, too.
Yes.
A lot of my friends
are
over
there. You just
keep
walking.
Yeah. It's a round thing. You walk around it, and there's no problem.
The globe.
Yeah, that transit strike taught me a lesson. Hey, take a hike, pal. Go ahead. It's free.
So what was your great gift, baby? Jay, baby Jay.
Legos, I have to admit it. Legos.
Really? What age did that present get delivered?
Almost every year when I was a kid.
Didn't you save the old Legos or did you throw them out the window?
See, the neat thing is the more Legos you had, you can make more and more advanced things. That was the neat thing. You could make, like, cars, and they had, you could make rack and pinion steering systems for cars and engines with pistons. It was great. I always loved them.
So your parents sort of understood what type of a kid you were.
Right, that was always the thing. You'd go to, like, FAO Schwartz and see what the new Legos were. And they'd add, like, new pieces, like, you know, windshields and new tires, big pneumatic tires and stuff. It was absolutely fantastic.
Wait a minute. Didn't you live in Detroit or somewhere or Birmingham, Michigan? How'd they go to FAO Schwartz?
We would come here sometimes. They had them here. They had them there.
Uh-huh.
It was always.
They had FAO Schwartz in Detroit?
No, but when we were here sometimes for Christmas.
I see. So you would
and then
investigate.
The store's there. The Toys R Us. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Is anybody's memory of great gifts, does it go to the present or to the near present, or does it always go back to your childhood disappointments and pleasures? Answers?
Do great. I had Tinker Toys, is what I was
that's close to
thinking,
Legos.
That was the earlier version of Legos or something.
I had some.
And Lincoln Logs. What were those?
Those are a similar toy.
What about those Washington Logs? No, they didn't have those because Washington did not live in a log cabin like Lincoln.
That's
did.
Right. He lived
built
in a
that,
cherry tree.
Born in a cabin, he built with his own hands.
Who's this?
Lincoln.
Right. Well, they could have had cherry. Arbors or something.
That's right. George was busy chopping down trees so that people could make log cabins later.
That's it. And then claiming he didn't.
So they were Lincoln logs, not Washington cherry trees you could buy. That would be a good gift now. You know, the Washington cherry tree you give to the kid and he chops it down and that's it. Then you have dinner.
Well, it depends on if he's an environmentalist kid or not.
That's true. You could hug the tree. Go out and hug your Washington cherry tree and come back and
that would be the better kid.
Some eggnog.
Well, we don't have any. What if you had the other kind of kid, the kid who chopped it down? Chris, were you type of kid that chopped a tree?
Was Chris the kind of kid who chopped a tree? Here we go.
Chopped the tree? Yeah, I actually did a couple of times, but
really?
Not like a...
With your own axe?
Hatchet. I used to split wood in Michigan.
You did? That's a very Michigan-y kind of thing.
Oh, absolutely. Splitting wood and not chopping trees. I went out once when they used the chainsaw to cut them down, but my parents weren't, you know, comfortable with that. This was with an uncle
protective?
Who had lost a hand. Not to that, but, you know, just a bad omen.
Just in case,
yeah, I mean,
exactly
one-handed
right.
guy with a chainsaw, not necessarily the best.
I remember my mother, I'm just trying to think, my mother's strategy, of course, we weren't really Christians to start with.
Not really?
Not at all, in fact. But I don't know.
Well, I wasn't really a Christian either. I believed in Santa Claus, not Jesus.
Well,
and once they wore off one guy, I've realized the other guy is not any more
that's
real.
That's because all of the Dozer family presents all came in the name of Santa, or many of them.
Oh, I thought, what dopes. This guy really loves me, and I got these parents that gave me one lousy bathrobe or something from Mom and Dad. And Chiclets, right. But Santa.
Mom and Dad, you get Mom and Dad?
Santa gave me great stuff.
Well, my parents seemed to, it was my mother who thought up the gift. She would ask me, what did I want? And she would get the gift in October or something. Maybe she asked me, maybe I said I wanted toe shoes in July. I got them in October, and then in December, she said, I got you toe shoes, didn't I? I'm sorry, Mom, up there at the birthday party in heaven. No, you didn't do the right thing there, giving me that gift in October and then claiming it was the Christmas, pre-Christmas.
Was this some sort of protest so that you're not necessarily buying into Christmas because you're not Christian, but you still have to grudgingly accept that your kids want to be a part of it?
It was something about that grudgingly that my mother had to give gifts. She didn't, it wasn't her natural, I'm not really sure. What would you say about that, David, in memory of Sally's gift-giving? You have a lot of jackets and coats that, did you get them in October from my mother and then claim? No, she didn't do that.
I don't remember
but
that.
I think
your mother specialized. I don't know if she did it as a fetish almost.
Strange woman.
She wanted to make sure she didn't give you a gift on Christmas, so that you would then, in case you needed one, to look like a normal person.
Right.
You say, I remember that thing I got. Yeah. Well,
that was it. I think you're right. You have the right idea. She was avoiding the general issue of, and the whole conformity to a gift-giving culture.
So I seem to remember years ago there was sort of an ethnic flare-up over that, over how the Jewish community didn't like that Christmas was so widely publicized.
And what, they went and did their own...
What was it, Hanukkah was not getting quite as much
publicity? Right, well, it's not a very big deal, as I understood it.
But at some point, people wanted to say, hey, this holiday's just as good, and it just never really...
Right, it never took off.
I'm sure the Muslims had something
as well. Not even among the Jews. Well, right. I don't know what it is, though. But, you know, that Hanukkah is about... oil shortage, isn't it?
Yes, it's
sparing the candles. An odd and kind of, maybe it'll become relevant on that level now, but it was never a very big deal. They brought it in to, you know, puff it up.
Kind of like bolster it against Christmas.
Bolster it against Christmas. That was
conversions.
That was the idea. And then I do remember, you're supposed to get a gift each day of Hanukkah, which was definitely not part of my family's...
No,
good gifts or chiclets?
Exactly. I don't know. Maybe I'll be interested to find out if any Hanukkah observers that got escalating, you know, maybe escalating great gifts. Start with chiclets, end with, you know,
designer drink stirrers.
That's it. Yeah. So, anyway, that was my family, and it is going to be Hanukkah tonight. I remember I couldn't get a tree. That I do remember. That was a little crossing the line for my family to get an actual Christmas tree. So maybe all of these nervous feelings were going on with them, probably.
That was more of, I don't know, was that a religious connotation,
the tree,
a tree?
Depending on
the decorations, obviously.
I tried to say it wasn't. It was just a seasonal tree, but nobody believed me.
As long as it's a star on top and not an angel, I guess.
Yeah, that's what I thought. It could have been a Jewish star on top. I didn't care. I just wanted a tree with stuff on it, like
you
had.
Yeah, it's just a winter tree.
That was it.
It's a winter celebration.
A celebration
Solstice.
Where we go out and kill a tree and say, right. Look at that.
See, but they're farm trees, so it's not like you're killing like a virgin
tree.
Right.
It's just a product. It's just like corn.
It's just like anything
Just like
else.
We kill a tomato when we eat a tomato.
One time when I was grown and lived on the fifth floor of an apartment building, we had a tree, David, you and I. It was my breakout. Breakout into the world of
Christianity.
No, that's paganism, but whatever you want to do. Okay, a little Christianity.
And we had a tree and had baubles for it that I bought, and we left it in there till February. That tree was there for.
We did
hard to get it down.
It was longer than February.
What was it? April.
It becomes a fire hazard by February.
It does.
It had become.
Once all the needles fall off, it's just a big twig, actually.
But they didn't fall off. It would have been that. We should have used it.
That may have been our last one. Then I got a lovely silver fake tree.
You think that's a joke?
That I used to assemble it every year, and then the cats would come and jump on it and knock it over.
Right, and that was the end of that. But you know,
it's still there. I just didn't put it up this year.
Hey, guess what?
Yes.
Those things are selling like wild cakes on eBay. I don't know what wild cakes are, but they are really...
I think you mean hot cakes.
The silver trees?
The silver trees, the fake trees, are like a very big... Especially, you know, where the branches pull out and each branch is wrapped separately. And you assemble the tree. I'm telling you that's like, you know, baseball cards on eBay. I've heard that anyway.
Well, I was on the...
Ready to sell?
I was on 14th Street a few weeks ago, and I was thinking of picking up a cheap tree for work. And they had these, I guess I can say, god-awful trees. There were these fake silver and the blue plastic with the pre-decorated for like $15.
Those, buy them now. Get them
that's
tomorrow, actually.
That's not the Christmas spirit to me.
No? Okay. That was the Hanukkah spirit to me. Watch out.
The Hanukkah thing was...
stereotypical myself.
That the oil lasted longer than they thought it would? Is that
something like that, yeah.
Because there's a similar story in the Jesus thing, that the fish was enough for the huge multitude, and the loaf of bread or whatever... Or maybe they weren't that hungry, whatever the answer was.
I thought Jesus created fish and bread and wine.
In a way, he
did. Out of
nothing. I thought there was one loaf and a fish, and he made it do. What, he knew how to chop it up real fine and spread it around. I don't know.
Maybe he ate bread it crumb. With
Well, sometimes a party is so interesting, you don't worry that you're running out of food.
That's true.
Well, if you drink enough, everything makes sense,
that's,
right?
Is that how he did it? But he didn't have enough wine either, did he?
He turned water into wine.
He's, okay. So
how
that's
how
you do it.
How
that
do
is
you
the
do
answer.
That?
Was it seawater or ocean water?
It may have been a hypnotic kind of thing.
Black
no,
sea
you don't
water?
Drink seawater.
Sea
no one drinks seawater. It'll kill
no
you.
No good? What? Lake water?
No, you drink spring water. Have you heard of bottled lake water?
Was it a filter fish or a regular fish?
No, it was regular fish. They didn't invent God on the third day.
Well, Jesus
God
was
invented.
Jewish, so it could have been filter fish.
It could have, but that's very chopped up. That's white fish from, I think, a lake.
Now, heaven is a very popular place lately. In heaven today, are they having a party for Jesus? Little birthday party, hats, little cakes? Think about it.
Yes.
Thank you. All right, so
is my mother
how
there?
Old is he then?
Is my mother
he's 2003.
He's old.
He's an old guy now. He's like Mel Brooks, the 2,000-year-old man.
Yes.
That's old.
No. He's a very young 2,000, though.
Well, he is young. He thinks young, and he has a very old father who art...
in heaven.
In heaven there, yeah. Okay. I think we explained religion pretty good today.
Well, I wonder, I cannot tell, actually, if people are already calling up to add their 2 cents to this. But
they want to say what great gifts they got and
but,
have given,
and
what horrible gifts.
The question here
people
on
have
the
tried to, yeah?
table, yeah, is...
It's not nice to look at, say, a gift. Well, yes, horrible.
Great gifts you've given or got. Great gifts you've given or got.
Yeah.
Or great gifts you'd like to be given or get. Now, this could include large topics such as world peace, but, you know, it's
well,
a cliche.
I know one of the great gifts that we got here at the radio station.
You never get it.
Is the delay button.
That was a good gift.
And the whole dump system.
So we're going to use that.
We're going to use the delay dump thing here right now. We're going to go into it because I think it's funny to go into it while you're talking. Because
okay.
whatever you're saying gets repeated.
We'll give people two.
I think it's funny to go into it while you're talking. Because
okay.
whatever you're saying gets repeated.
We'll give people 212-209-2900.
Well, what?
What is the number?
Well, the delay will
here.
Be 209.
Call in a little while if you call too soon.
Well, you can call now if you want.
Okay.
Well, see, when they call now, they actually called, 7 seconds ago? Because we're
that's
in late.
Thing. They call,
you know,
and then by the
I
time.
I don't know what that sounds like.
And by the time we get to them, there'll be a busy signal.
Are you on the air? Yes, I was on the air.
I'll put someone
5 seconds
on the air. Let's see. You're on the air, aren't you? Hello?
Whoops. Yeah, are they on the air? You're on the air.
You're on the air, and this is WBAI.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi. My name is Mickey, and I wanted to tell you
Mickey.
Hi. I wanted to tell you about what my father used to give me and my sister for Hanukkah, for the 8 nights of Hanukkah.
Oh, good.
I still don't know whether to be appreciative or not, but he used to work for the post office, our local post office on 23rd Street, and he went around adjusting claims, and he knew all of the local manufacturers, among them the Marx Brothers Toy Company. I don't know if you remember them.
No.
Yeah, they were.
Were they
big.
Run by the Marx Brothers, or
yes, the Marx,
the real Marx Brothers, or some other Marx
certain Marx Brothers?
Which ones?
I don't really
Zeppo,
know.
Zeppo, one of those, or just regular Fred?
And I think it was Marx with a K.
Karl Marx. Oh, okay,
right.
Okay, gotcha.
So around Hanukkah time, he would start bringing home toys that the Marx Brothers gave him that. I think they couldn't sell stuff like that, you know, toys that were not girl toys necessarily, just kind of whatever the Marx Brothers had on hand. I guess I sound a little resentful.
You know, I feel that way too. I identify with your resentment so much, and yet I realize if you don't have that much money and you have to get your kids presents and you have to keep up with the Joneses, what
right.
do you do?
But
you.
What? I'm just thinking now, maybe my dad shouldn't have told us where he got them. That might have made it a little bit better.
Well, is your dad with us today to let him know this?
He died at age 94.
Well, good for him. He was he getting those Marx Brothers toys up right up to the end? How long do the Marx Brothers live is the question.
I know. I think I should do some internet research on them.
Okay.
And report back.
Thank you, Mickey.
Thank you, too. Bye-bye.
Bye. Bye-bye. And you are on the air. This is WBAI, and this is the next hour, and this is Christmas with the radio on and an old style motif. Hello?
Ho, ho, ho. I want a Trotsky's Popinjay for the holidays. A rare bird indeed. Exposing everything from Farrakhan to the Dalai Lama to Riverside Church. Trotsky's Popinjay. It's a rare bird indeed. It must be preserved.
Gee, I hope you got something you wanted. Did you give something to anybody this holiday?
No comment. That's my personal style.
Okay. That's
off
it.
Limits.
Thanks a lot.
I plead the fifth.
Okay. Happy holidays, anyway.
Bring back the Trotsky's Popinjay.
Okay, we'll try. Hello, you're on the air. He's talking about Galloway, I believe. Hello, you're on the air. We're at 209-2900 in the 212. Are you on the air?
Yes, I think so.
Hi.
Hi, how are you?
Good.
It's not that I got horrible presents, but it was how my mother got them, is that she would take my brother and I shopping with her, and she'd have this big shopping cart behind us. She's like, don't look behind because your presents are in the cart. Don't. And so we had to exert this incredible self-discipline. She's like, don't look over your shoulder. All your presents
eyes
are
forward.
In the cart.
Oh,
what is that?
I don't know, but that's right along with having to make, you know what I had to do instead of that tree that I didn't get? I had to put pillows all over the living room and put a sheet on top of them so it looked like
uh-huh.
snow or a snow
oh.
scene.
Oh,
so that it was
good.
Something like a store window, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
We kids got gypped here.
Well,
there's
I like to take a
gyp going on here. Thanks for your revelation. Thank you. Bye. And you're
have some very angry parents out there.
I don't know. I think
you're getting this year nothing.
True stories ground beef. Coming out. Hello, you're on the air.
Hi, this is Patty.
Hi.
How you doing?
Good.
It's a good show. I remember the two things I got as a kid. One I wanted and got was these toy trucks that were battery operated, like this front loader and a dump truck.
Yeah.
I had to have them, you
yeah,
know.
Yeah.
My mom, she got them for me. Those were cool. Another one, a memorable present I had got were these. Was up. I had a horse, and my mom got my saddle done in turquoise suede.
Wow.
And the bridle and everything. So I had this like fancy whole setup for my horse, and I cried because she thought of on her own to get me these braided reins. I remember that. Those are the only two Christmas presents I remember. And this year, I gave nothing and got nothing.
Well, you're giving this, and you're giving, and we're getting you. So there you go. A horse, no kidding. Wasn't that every kid's dream to have a horse?
Yeah, it was. I think so. I grew up in Colorado, so it was easier to have.
Right, I would say so. Not in a housing project. I would. That would have been funny. Hi, hon, here's a horse. Uh-oh, it just knocked the oil barrel down. We lived in a row house, a barracks, and it had oil barrels in front. I guess you would kind of pump the oil to put into your heating system,
uh-huh.
so-called, and... Anyway, what can I say? It's just a fleeting memory, pictorial memories out of the deep, dark past. Well, thank you.
One thing, too. We had a Christmas tree. We had one of those fancy Christmas trees, those silver ones, and I hated them. And then one time my mom, I think we had a depression year or two, and one time she had a green tree she bought, you know, a fake one, and it was up for a whole year. And I remember going to visit in this fall, and I was... since it was still up, you know, but some people didn't mind.
That sounds like the Russian tea room. Thank you.
Thank you.
Oh, there was a Christmas bar. Remember that place?
It was, the Christmas.
BAI had a huge event there, kind of inaugural, at the name of hotel. Anyway.
It wasn't the Edison. I remember it.
But there was a bar called the Christmas Bar. There was Christmas every day there except Christmas, and on that day it was the 4th of July. And the whole thing was decked out like the 4th of July.
So every day you'd enter there except the 4th of July, they'd say, Merry Christmas.
No, it was every day was Christmas, except Christmas it was the 4th of July.
Are you on the air there, hanging in?
There we are, hanging in on a dial tone.
Hello, you're on the air, I hope.
Hello, Janet.
Yes.
Hello, how's everyone?
And David and Chris. Hello.
Is John McDonough there?
No, he's not. He's in
Boston.
Boston.
Oh, all right. Let's let you know I got a Christmas gift for all of you.
Oh, good.
Oh,
here
boy.
We go.
What?
Are we going somewhere?
One more Christmas.
Yay! Yay! Thank you.
Oh, we were so...
Very, very generous of you. Thank you very much.
On the list of great gifts, that was one.
It'll
that
be
was
so good to get back with Fidel. I haven't seen the old guy since he was here at the church.
Hello. You're on the air. You're on the air. Thank you so much. That was a wonderful Christmas present. No talking there. I've got someone here on the air. Are you there?
What's the deal with Kwanzaa? What's up?
Well, we're hoping someone will contribute to a Kwanzaa story. It's only been...
I'm into Kuji Kagagulia. That's my favorite part of Kwanzaa.
Okay, which part is that? Is that...
Kuji Kagagulia.
That's not creativity.
Swahili.
Okay, I know it's Swahili, I just don't know what it means again. Like, I know Kuwumba is... Emoja is the first one. That means what?
Something.
Isn't that family? One of them?
Do you celebrate any of these, or do you just...
Mayday.
Oh,
yeah,
good.
Mayday,
all right.
Mayday, Mayday.
What a purist.
Boo-hoo-roo. Boo-hoo-roo.
Pop and Jay celebrate Mayday.
Okay, all right. Purism, that's for sure. And you're in the air.
No, another great gift I got.
What was it, Chris?
It was a construction set to make buildings. It was the coolest thing. There were little girders that you would snap them together to make, you know, squared buildings. Then there were plastic panels you would snap on. They were like all window panels or car park panels. You could make actual high-rise buildings and use your Hot Wheels. That was the neatest thing.
This seems to be connected to the Legos. Your family had some idea to make you Donald Trump or something,
I just like playing with stuff
like
that.
You like to play with stuff, and you still do, don't you?
It's actually very embarrassing. I didn't get rid of my Legos, so it was actually very, very old.
You didn't have to.
And it was begrudgingly, because I thought, well, I'm kind of an adult, so I guess I should get rid of the Legos.
I gave
my nephews, and they ruined them.
Oh, they did. See, that's the thing. You give your good stuff to other kids.
And they break them.
Yeah, they break them.
Just like my Hot Wheels cars.
What's the other thing?
My Hot Wheels cars. They broke those, too.
Oh, that's disgusting. We have a whole closet full of toys, you know. David, do you know what's in there?
Well, I know. I add to it just about every year.
Chiclets.
I'll be adding some more this year, some toys.
Which?
Oh, and if I don't have enough toys, I can always go buy some. I had a bag. I found a bag sitting in the corner that was from last year that had jacks in it. A Slinky. A Slinky Junior. It wasn't a major Slinky, but it's still, I got it right there on my desk from last year's Christmas gifts.
Slinky is the oldest Christmas gift, and I heard it on the radio.
Well, the neat thing is now you can actually buy toys as an adult. As long as you don't open them, now they're collectibles.
That's right.
So you're collecting.
That's right. Should we save these jelly beans or anything here? Is there anything to save here? No. Just that silver Christmas tree.
The political mints.
And the political mints, yeah. Hey, are you on the air? Are you there?
We need an extension of a chance to strike and a real Christmas present contract to the working people.
We need So you want that on Christmas morning? Okay. A discussion of the rights of...
All right, hurry
make
up.
Make yourself clearer.
Right,
go ahead. Let's hear your views here on this. You want to talk or what?
Like I said, we need an extension of the transit strike.
We need an extension.
A resumption of the strike,
We need a contract, a decent contract. That would be a nice Christmas present.
You're right.
You're right.
That was a somewhat aborted Christmas present, wasn't it? It was like a Christmas present that didn't get wrapped.
Or delivered.
Or delivered. Thanks. What was that word?
I don't know.
You're on the air. Hello?
Mm-hmm.
You there?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. What you got to say about great gifts?
Go to Cuba, you bunch of communists.
Now, wait a minute.
Wasn't
what it just Happy Christmas a few calls ago?
Yeah, maybe it's another guy.
Oh, maybe so.
I didn't notice one communist thing we said.
How many trips can we take to Cuba? Anyway.
Well, it was the Mayday thing, but that wasn't us.
That was the purist. Hello?
I was talking about Legos and
Legos,
automobiles.
Legos, child things, stupid stuff. Hello, are you there? you're on the air. Hello?
Come, they told him, pa-rum-pa-pum-pum. A newborn king to sing about, pa-rum-pa-pum-pum.
Dada, I like the Dada part of that. Yeah, here we go. Dada Christmas. This is listener-sponsored, non-commercial radio, folks, in case anyone is wondering.
Yeah. What if God was one of us, just like a stranger on the bus?
That was really pretty good, if you think about it.
You know what else I miss for Christmas? Is all the, remember all the Christmas specials? The really good ones, not the Charlie Brown.
You mean like Perry Como or
like the Rankin Bash, where it was like Rudolph. There was those little stuffed puppets, the stop motion thing where, remember the ones I'm talking about?
Sorta.
And the Baby New Year, they have to go find Baby New Year because he got upset and he walked away and he had the big ears and the hat.
Yeah, big ears and a hat. Wait a minute, isn't that Dumbo?
No.
Baby New Year. I don't know. I mean, I come from another world, don't I, from Chris? I don't remember
these
Christmases.
You know, at some point they expunged Christmas altogether.
I do remember,
so
but
they
I don't
say Happy Holidays.
Big years.
And they got rid of all these things.
Oh, it was because of the Happy Holidays and the death of Christmas and all of that?
Yes.
Well,
it was the best part of Christmas. I would wait all year. I mean, now the internet, you can just go and download them. But, I mean, at that time, you had to wait the whole year for the Christmas specials.
Is there some kind of special Greek Orthodox Christmas stuff that you do? Do you have, like, little... I mean, there's, like, Greek Orthodox Easter.
Greek Easter.
Yeah,
I
Easter.
There was,
why is that different?
It's a different day, I believe.
Okay. Different day from other Christians,
right.
Easter?
Well, the Greek
funny.
Orthodox. They just want to be contrary to the Catholics.
Wow.
It's just generally that was
why
the whole
reason. Why have a special church if you're not going to be contrary to something there? You don't want to go along with all the rules, right? Are you on the air? You're on the air. Hello? That's funny. You don't even have a busy signal there.
You know, I really miss the Lego now that more that I think about it.
You know, maybe you should
that's
look
a dangerous
it
habit if I got back into that.
They should be on sale right then, starting tomorrow, right?
It's conceivable
all
that
these
you,
great gifts, we can go out and buy them cheaper tomorrow.
That's what I said. You're getting so much towards my family tradition.
So sorry. Well, I'm glad that
I mean, your family tradition was to go to, don't buy it wholesale, God forbid.
No, that's my mother. My father was thrifty, you know. He was
store with a name.
Scotsman.
That's it.
The other thing about the Lego was you would always invariably leave one or two of them out, and your parents or anybody when they walked barefoot.
Well,
there was nothing more painful than stepping on a Lego when you were barefoot. So it was shaped to just be so incredibly painful.
They were invented
it was like
by
the
Dick Cheney's family, exactly, in the torture business, how to get a toy that really hurts people.
Just lay some Legos down. Hey, go walk over there.
Walk, child.
A cup of water.
Walk, kid. Oh, you're on the air. Are you on the air? Do we have you? No.
Well,
how about you?
We're getting the Ghost of Christmas Past.
Are you
and
on
the
air?
Ghost of Christmas Present.
I know that my drug dealer Lizette.
That was nice.
That was good.
And you are on the air, and perhaps with a musical contribution of your own or a description of a great gift you were given or would like to get. You there? That's great.
Yes.
Yeah.
Cradle song there. That's good.
Oops. And you are off the air. And you are on the air? Hello?
Yeah, hi. The reason why you could say that Santa Claus has something to do, you know, with communism, because he wears a red suit and he has a beard.
Were we looking for a way to attach Santa Claus
and
to communism?
He gives everybody in the world a little something, right? What they need, and from right. Well, he takes cookies and milk from those who can give it to him. Yes,
I guess so. Also, the Greek Orthodox Church, I think their Easter is supposed to be like a week after Passover.
Is it? And they have that good thing that they make, right? That giant egg with stuff inside it.
Whatever.
Whatever.
There was a Greek Easter bread. I remember that. It had an egg in it. And then there'd also be a coin. And whoever found the coin, they would get good luck.
That's very close to the Seder thing where you find the piece of matzah and you get money.
Yeah.
It's a lot of money attached to these great religious holidays. So that's from the beginning that they had this money attached.
From the church on down, yes.
Right. There you go. Thank you.
Welcome, bye.
Bye. That was a very interesting remark. Santa Claus is a communist. And hello, are you on the air? Did anybody see George Bush hiya, just one second. I'm just asking if anyone saw George Bush sitting among the children at the White House children's tree lighting ceremony. It was another one of those deja vu all over again moments. It was like 9/11 when watching the American Ballet Theater perform the Nutcracker Suite, and he was looking at it like, as I don't know, like he... Is there something wrong with that guy?
Oh. Is there a kind of like a glassy look in his
eyes? Yeah, that glassy,
beady-eyed,
glassy look. That was it. Are you there?
Yeah, hi. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning.
Happy holidays.
You too.
Yeah, I just got a DVD from WBAI, so that's something that makes me happy.
Oh, yes, it should.
Also, I got a CD, the debate between Christopher Hitchens and George Galloway.
Uh-huh.
So that's my holiday gift.
That's great. Do you like it?
I like it a lot. And plus, during the recent mini drive, I gave a Christmas gift to a friend of mine, the $25 one.
Oh, good.
Yeah, so that's my holiday
that's
gift.
That's a good one. That's good.
Okay, well, happy holidays.
Yay, to you too. Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Hello, you're on the air.
Hello.
Hi.
I made Santa Claus happy yesterday on Times Square. He bent down to say hello, and I said, I'm glad you got work. And he laughed. He said it's the best thing he'd heard all week. And what he always says, he's an older guy, he said, in acting, you get to graduate up to poverty. Bye-bye.
Bye. What does that mean? An acting, you get to graduate. Oh, okay. Maybe he was once a famous actor, John Barrymore.
And now he's playing Santa Claus.
That could be.
Alec Guinness, he went to play Santa Claus.
Hey,
he went from Star Wars to Santa Claus.
David, you played Santa Claus.
By golly,
Truth be told,
I played Santa Claus in a major motion picture called Young Doctors in Love.
Wait a minute. Didn't you play him for something else, too?
I played Santa Claus in a safety film for some telephone company. Where actually I had my own Santa Claus suit.
That's right.
I was left with it. It was for Christmas safety, and here Santa was up a ladder and stabbing himself with the scissors.
So in other words, you ruined your Santa Claus suit.
I wore it for years, and you finally told me to give it to the Salvation Army.
I did. It was my fault that we don't have.
Well, I wore it to parties for years, and people got tired of it, and they said, "Here's that communist guy with his red coat." Hey, thanks to the cat in Denver named Zeke and my sister Diane for those wonderful gifts that we opened on the radio.
They are delightful gifts.
And happy Harvey Neumeyer to everyone and stuff like that.
Bad to the bone. They're demented, they're disturbed, and they're America's darlings. That's the page-a-day calendar for cats.
Happy holidays,
ooh,
everybody.
What a president. Bye. Oh, see you tomorrow. We're going to have a Richard Pryor special on Cat Radio Cafe. Please do listen.
2 p.m.
Your whole life you've been very stingy.
Thrifty.
Cheap.
I still have money left because I saved it.
Now it's time for you to be generous.
Whatever do you mean?
Write your will. Leave some money to good causes.
I don't trust good causes.
What about that radio station you like? WBAI.
WBAI. Thanks for reminding me.
You're welcome.
I'll leave money to buy a lot of radios.
Buy a lot of radios? Why would you do that?
So they can be given to cats. So that they may listen to WBAI.
Cat radios.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good idea.
I know it is.
But besides leaving money for cats to have radios, you can leave money to WBAI so cats will be sure to have something alternative and diverse to listen to when you're gone.
Hmm. Being of sound mind, I hereby bequeath 50% of my fortune so cats may have radios, and 50% to radio station WBAI New York.
You will need someone to administer that radios for cats thing.
Well, who do you suggest?
I like cats. Why have you asked me to come here?
I want you to help me write my will.
How may I help?
Well, how does it begin?
I believe you state your name and that you are of sound mind.
Do I have to prove that?
No, just say so.
And then what?
You say how you want your estate divided.
I don't have an estate.
A living person does not have an estate, but there is estate planning.
You mean for when I will have an estate?
When you are no longer a living person.
Like before I was born.
Yes, but before you were born, you didn't have a name.
And I wasn't of sound mind.
Any other questions?
Who should I leave my money to?
Your spouse, children, brothers and sisters, nieces and nephews, grandchildren, favorite charities.
Ooh, like a radio station?
A listener-sponsored radio station.
Good. I want to leave the bulk of my estate to radio station WBAI. What do I care? I'll be dead anyway.
Right. I just went to a seance.
Oh, what was it like?
Very interesting.
Did you talk to dead people?
Quite a few.
Well, what did they say?
They were enjoying the afterlife.
Isn't that marvelous?
But they had some regrets.
Well, what were those?
That they didn't make certain bequests before they died that would have made them rest a whole lot easier.
Really? Like what?
Charitable bequests. So easy to give since you don't have to let go until after you're gone.
Oh, I love charity. Do you know any good ones?
There are plenty. And worthy nonprofit organizations like radio station WBAI in New York.
I love WBAI.
So did the spirits at the seance.
Really?
Apparently, one of the good things about the afterlife is you still get to listen to WBAI as long as it still exists.
Oh.
Please remember that this program is supported by the listener members of WBAI New York. If you like what you hear, please consider becoming a member of WBAI or renewing if you've already joined. Basic membership is $25, but we accept any amount. Help us keep free speech alive.